This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
And Sam, we start off with the most obvious question. Do you think you're going to play this weekend?
What's going on, guys? Hey. You know, my shoulder has, you know, it's been feeling better the last week. You know, finally getting up to speed with throwing, and, you know, it's been feeling really good. So, you know, the next step is obviously taking a hit. It won't happen till the game, but I'm still day to day with it. You know, we'll see how it feels in practice, but yeah, you know, it's feeling good.
Now, he said on Adam Gase said on Friday he thought you could play this weekend, but he wouldn't know for sure on Wednesday. So what takes place today, tomorrow, and Wednesday to know for sure if you're good to go?
Yeah, it's just kind of me evaluating how it feels, you know. Uh-huh. That's with myself, because as a competitor, you know, I want to be out there just as much as anyone, you know. And it really is, you know, obviously it's my throwing shoulder, which doesn't make it any easier. So, you know, it's just being, you know, just being honest with myself, with how I feel and how the shoulder feels, and if I feel I can, you know, obviously I'm not going to try to take a hit on Sunday if I play in the game, but, you know, it's just part of the game. So I'm going to make sure that, you know, if I do play that, you know, it's up to speed and I can go out there and play with confidence and not have to worry about it.
Well, Sam, the weapons are finally healthy. And in the last two games, 7 touchdowns. So how excited are you to finally get a chance to play with the weapons that were supposed to be there at the start of the year?
Yeah, you know, obviously those guys are playing really well right now. And, yeah, I'm just excited to get back out there whenever that opportunity comes. But, you know, yeah, I'm excited to get back out there, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
So a former Jet quarterback, Mark Sanchez, on a podcast late last week said that if he were going to advise you, he'd say, don't play the rest of the year. Keep yourself healthy. You've got your whole future to think of. Steve Young was just on. He said, that's ridiculous. He said, how would Sam tell his teammates if he's ready to go that he's just going to protect himself? Have you ever thought at all that if you're healthy and the team is just losing, to sit back and go, you know what, I got to think about me. I'm going to bag out for the rest of the year.
Not at all. No, I'm going to play. If I can play, I'm going to play. And again, you know, I'm going to evaluate myself and make sure that, you know, I'm 100% and I can go out there, like I said, with confidence and be able to play at 100%. But yeah, if I'm healthy, I'm playing.
You know, Mims had a monster game yesterday. Is this what you saw in preseason? Is this what you thought he could be?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we all were confident in Denzel and his ability to go up, make plays, and use his speed. You know, it's just nice. Again, you know, with having some games under his belt, he's starting to get a lot of confidence, and, you know, we're starting to see the player that, you know, he can become.
When you watch a game like that, is it tough? I think we've asked you this before, but is it tough to watch games when, do you envision yourself playing, or can you separate that?
No, I can, you know, I can separate that for sure. I think, you know, obviously we didn't, you know, we didn't get the result that we wanted, but we saw some good things out of our offense, and that was very reassuring for me and reassuring for our entire offense. So, again, I'm just excited to, you know, whenever the opportunity is to go back out there and play, I'm excited to take advantage of it and play well.
You know, being a starting quarterback in the NFL is a very small fraternity. There are 32 of you guys, and obviously you share the same situations and issues. So when you see what happened to Joe Burrow, does your heart go out to him?
Sorry, guys, you cut out a little bit there.
I just said that, you know, it's a very small fraternity of quarterbacks in the NFL. There are 32 starters. When you see what happened to Joe Burrow, does your heart just go out to him?
Oh, yeah, you know, absolutely. That's never, you know, I think we talked about it a little bit when Dak got hurt earlier this year, but, you know, it's something that you never want to happen to anyone. You never want to see happen to anyone, but, you know, when it does happen to a quarterback, for me, I just imagine, you know, if it were to happen to me, you know, what I would be thinking. And, yeah, it just sucks. And it's unfortunately, it's part of our game, and I know he's going to come back stronger and better than ever. But yeah, it's unfortunate, but it is part of our game.
And speaking of young quarterbacks and watching yesterday's game, what was your take on Justin Herbert? Has he impressed you?
Yeah. Justin's going to be a really good quarterback in this league. He's a really good player, and he's got a bright future.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How much of avoiding 0-16 is talked about in that room?
Not much. Whether it's talking about, all we're focused on is getting one win. And, you know, obviously that's part of not going 0-16. So we're really focused on just getting one win. And, you know, this week that's what we're doing.
Obviously, we've talked to you now about the losing all year. It's been tough. But, like, how many games did you lose in high school? Did you ever lose when you were young? Like, I just imagine the adjustment has to be tough, because to be at your level, as good as you were, Sam, not a whole lot of losing.
I lost the first half of that question. So,
I'm just like, how do you get used to this? It must be weird, because I'm guessing with the level athlete you are, Sam, you've never lost at anything much your entire life.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's tough. I think a lot of guys in the locker room could play the same thing. So it's taking it one day at a time. And, you know, we're really trying to get this win this week. And we're doing everything that we can to just go out there, play our style of ball, get better every single week, and try to get one win.
Former offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz tweeted this out earlier today, Sam. He says he thinks by next season, Becton will be the best left tackle in football. A, do you agree with that? And if you do, why?
Yeah, you know, I absolutely agree. I think, you know, Becton, obviously, Big Beck has a lot of skill, a lot of talent, but, you know, what separates him is, you know, just how he is mentally. You know, how mentally sharp he is with everything, and, you know, new plays that we put in, he just absorbs it and goes out there and executes it. So it's going to be awesome to kind of see him have a full off season, to be able to get better at his craft and learn the offense that much more. And, I think the sky's the limit for him, and, you know, he's going to be a great one.
Sam, I know with COVID there are certain limitations, but all of us here at the show, we really have a great affinity for you, and we hope that you're healthy this week and that you have a great Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.